Welcome to Politics Done Right on KCFT. I am your host, Egberto Williams. This is the progressive program that will take the mystery out of politics. This is the program that will encourage you to make sure government becomes we the people. Whether you are liberal, conservative, or otherwise, you get to air your point of view. Give me a call at 713-526-5738. That is 713-526-KPFT. Remember, you can also send me a tweet to EGBERTOWILLIES. That is at Egberto Williams. Let us engage. It is politics done right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics Done Right. I'm Egberto Willis, your host. We're back from our podcast that played on Thursday. That, first of all, I want to give some humongous piece of kudos to Shannon McCurch. She did an excellent job of
editing
a rather difficult edit.
Oh, I enjoyed it. It was a great piece. You had a lot of interesting interviews, so I'm glad we were able to bring all those to light and straight onto the air for the Thanksgiving special.
Yeah, but I mean, it was, you know, putting all of that together. I'm thank you, folks. If you get a chance to listen to last week's shows in archive at kpft.org, you should check it out, because we actually interviewed Richard Wolff. We interviewed Chris Hedges, as well as the guy from the Patriotic Millionaires. His name is Maurice Pierce. But anyhow, how was your turkey day, my dear?
It was pretty good. I was happy to be able to spend it here with the KPFT family and then go home and spend it with mine
thereafter. How much turkey did you eat?
Too much? Oh, yeah, but way more when it came to the carbs. That was the big problem.
I'm a carb addict, too, so we're in the same boat. You know, but hey, today we're going to have a great show, and the blog of the week is a little bit longer than usual, but I really hope that everybody listens to it. But before I get into that, let me get into this first. I'm going to do it this way. We have had two domestic terrorist attacks in 1 week. In fact, in America, there has been more mass shootings than days so far this year. You heard what I just said, Shannon?
I did.
There have been more mass shootings than there has been days in the year so far.
That's so disgusting that that's become the normal.
Modus operandi.
Oh, yes.
But today, I will not talk about domestic terrorism. I will talk about something deeper. Terrorism is general, and domestic terrorism in particular all have the same genesis: ignorance by the masses to attain the goals of a few. Remember that, what I just said there. That's important. Ignorance by the masses to attain the goals of the few. Anyhow, today we will talk about how hate as a tool is being used in America. We'll talk about why it is necessary for those who use it to do so. We will also discuss how we can begin to mitigate it. But before I get to the program, I want to remind all our listeners that KPFT is a bastion of intelligent information, intelligent voices, and programs. As a political activist, I have my favorite shows, and it goes this way. The Monitor on Mondays at 7 p.m. Folks, you want a great show that talks about Middle East politics and politics in general. Mark Babawi, 7 p.m., The Monitor. Think Wing Radio. You want a quirky, great, intelligent guy that takes topics of every type. Very great program. Mike Honig, Think Wing Radio, Mondays at 9 p.m. Partisan Gridlock. Who doesn't know Jeff Berg?
I know, right?
Yeah, who doesn't know Jeff Berg?
I mean, so bombastic. He entertains me immensely.
You know,
I should have my mic on more whenever I'm just cracking up in here.
Yes.
By half of the things he says is just hilarious. It floors me.
Absolutely. So you got to check Partisan Gridlock Fridays at 3 p.m. That's tomorrow at 3 p.m. We have a lot of great shows here, folks, that you need to share with your folks. Tell folks on Facebook, everywhere else, hey, check these shows out at KPFT. We don't have to be stifled with what we have on FM right-wing crazy stuff. And of course, to kind of get the edge off, Jazz Latino con mi amigo, with my friend. He gives you Afro-Cuban Latin jazz by Juan Flores, and that's Mondays at 10 p.m. And also, he's on HD HD1, I think he comes on right before, a couple hours before my show. I think it's at noon on HD1. So you got to check these different shows out, my friend. But anyway, check out our schedule at kpft.org, where you can find programming from music to politics to medicine to the eclectic. KPFT is listener-supported public community radio. So please remember that if you like what you hear, visit us at kpft.org and ensure we remain a strong, viable community radio station that provides news programming and information not influenced by the corporatocracy. Before I go into the blog of the week, I want to digress a second here and ask a favor of you guys. This is December. This is one of the biggest given months there. And I want to ask you guys, while you're here listening to the show, if you're in front of a computer, all right, go to the tip jar and become a part of our family. Become a member of KPFT. We actually are completely user-supported radio. I like to say they have Coke, we have you, meaning Coke, the Coke brothers, we have you. So don't forget, this month we're trying not to have a fun drive, but what we're asking folk to do is, as you listen to us, open your generosity a bit and help us out, because we really need it. Do remember that you're not doing it for the hosts here, because, again, I'm doing this out of the love of politics, out of the love of my community, because I think my social responsibility is exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to ask you guys to help us all do our civic duty, which is what we're trying to do here. Now, KPFT is, this is KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, Texas. We want to hear your voice. We really do want to hear your voice. So when we're done with the vlog of the week, I want to hear what you think. I want you to call in and tell me if you think there's something that I need to get out there that I haven't. Please do it. Please let us know. That's what we're all about. This is your station. Let's talk. I will also be following our hashtag PoliticsDoneRight on Twitter. And again, if you want to send me a Twitter message, at Egberto Willis. You can listen to the live stream or listen to the podcast. I mean, we have every way that you can get in touch with us. But folks, do you know what time it is?
It's time for the weekly blog post.
Now, I think I'm in likely just as much pain as we all are. 1 week, several domestic terrorist events. Some people don't want to call the one in California a terrorist event yet. I want to immediately do so, because whether it has anything to do with religion, whether it has anything to do with whatever, I want to make the blanket statement that whenever those acts are done, it is a domestic terrorist act. And the reason behind the act is immaterial. You hurt people. A person don't know if they're dead, whether it's Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, or whatever. They just know they were harmed by somebody who did wrong. So let's not try to, whatever happens with this in California, let's not try to categorize it as some Muslim or Islam thing, because all or most of the other terrorist acts that we've been hit by had nothing to do, no one I heard calling them necessarily a Christian act or a Buddhist act or an atheist act or an anarchist act. So let's look at whatever has happened thus far as what it is, an act of terrorism that should not have occurred, and that we should pay or try to do whatever it takes to mitigate, to attempt to ensure it doesn't happen again. Anyway, to the blog of the week. It's called America is Sitting on a Powder Keg, a Cocktail of Hate by Design. And here it goes, my friends. America is currently sitting on a powder keg. The powder keg is being filled with a substance much more powerful than gunpowder. The destruction effected by a powder keg filled with gunpowder is at least localized. It can be contained. A powder keg filled with an intangible substance isn't. What is that intangible substance? Division through hate and violence. Who is filling the powder keg with division through hate and violence? The answer is there for all to see. Now, this is a part where I will get some of my folks on the right or my conservative folks a bit upset. Before I go further into the reading, I want to tell you, this isn't you. This is specific to who it it belongs to. And it's mostly none of my conservative friends, none of my, or none of, I say my friends, but that's selfish. It's not the average conservative trying to live their lives like everybody else, just with a different ideology, which should be respected. So here I go. I wanted to preface that so that my conservatives listening will not shut down. I want you to listen, please. The leaders of the right wing in America are the verifiable culprits. It is time that false equivalences are abrogated. It is time that the actions of the right wing are not only called out, but tackled head on. It is first necessary to understand the pathology of the leaders of the right wing. They are very intelligent. Moreover, they know exactly what they're doing. They understand that the policies they support are anathema to a society with a vibrant middle class. They know that an educated populace is a clear and present danger for their existence. They know that an educated population will find their existence untenable. But they also know that once primitive fear sensors, those sensors meant to maintain life itself, are much more powerful than educated, calculated logic. Henceforth, their modus operandi. Essence political blogger Charles Pierce wrote a probing article titled "The Powder Keg That Laid Out One Aspect of Americans' Right Wing." It actually induced a whole lot of heartburn, in my case at least. He subtitled the article, "The Seething Racial Resentment of the Obama Era is of an Altogether Different Kind." I thought that made the article rather limiting. I thought that second, that subheading made the article a bit limiting, and you'll see why. But the article was actually a very good article. I linked to it, and please read it. The ultimate premise of Pierce's article was that America's angst is being caused by the false belief of white people that they are falling behind or they are victims of reverse racism. Of course, in every quantifiable statistic, from health to income to wealth and much more, whites continue to be better off in the aggregate. Charles Pierce pointed out a snippet from an article about the beliefs of a large percentage of white people. He said the following: "You will note that the reporter above presents a welter of empirical evidence that what half of white Americans believe, that they are primary victims of racial discrimination, is utter bollocks. You also will note that this does not matter a damn to the half of white Americans who believe it." In other words, if somebody believes something, folks, you know, you have to get where they're at in order for you to talk to them. That's what I just added. Anyway, why should they? For the past 60 years, as a result of the gains made by the civil rights movement, they have been fed this line by people and by politicians who have profited handsomely from the dark energy of racial reaction. They all have discovered uncles who lost jobs with the county road crew because of affirmative action, or nephews who didn't get into law school because of some quota. Pierce then writes a chilling few sentences that may explain why police violence on minorities are met with such disregard by the majority population. The population feeling aggrieved, even if so, feeling aggrieved falsely, said Fallon. That poll is chilling in its detachment from actual empirical reality. The people polled in it are chilling in their certainty. That certainty makes them believe that the police are their myrmidons, and I just learned that word today, holding back the power of their fellow citizens who happen to be black and who wield so much power that any means of resisting that power is wholly justified. That certainty makes them believe that protesters on a campus in Missouri are some kind of threat against the dwindling promise of a real American middle class. That certainty makes them jump at shadows predictably. That certainty eventually curdles into a rage that lashes out blindly and all the wrong targets. they lash out at, I mean, they're not seeing the ball. They're not seeing the light. They're not seeing who the real enemy is. For too long, too many people have been willing to believe that which is not true. Going back to the main part of the post. And this is where it gets heavy. If the dynamics in the country was solely white people feeling privilege and supremacy losing angst, that would be mitigated with education. Others gaining access, rights, equality, justice, humanity, and the permutations thereof do not diminish those who already have it. But for those pilfering the masses, it represents an irrational but perfect scapegoat. That is important, folks. And that is important for those who generally feel senselessly aggrieved to understand. And I want to repeat that one sentence again. But for those pilfering the masses, for those taking away from you, for those who are really harming you, it presents an irrational but perfect scapegoat. AIDS was brought under control by forcing it to fight on many fronts for survival, henceforth the AIDS cocktail. The leaders of the right wing are well aware of that. Racism has always been a tool for the powerful, as the population at large executed that evil for the gain of whom? Not the ones executing it, but it's for the gains of the few. Think about that. As one becomes more educated, as one lives in a more mobile and integrated society, racism by itself becomes an ineffective tool. The leaders of the right wing know this. For this reason, they provide a what? Cocktail of hate. A cocktail of hate. Just like that AIDS virus had a whole lot of things hidden in at the same time to prevent it from growing, that cocktail of hate. It is that knee on our necks. That's what it's all about, and that is what we got to defeat. Divide by fighting against same-sex marriage as a danger to heterosexual marriage. Divide by using Planned Parenthood to incite violence between pro-choice and anti-choice supporters. Divide by making support of the environment a detriment to some. Divide by using the religious extremism of a few as a blanket attack on many. Divide by making the poverty of some the fault of others. And on and on and on and on. So, what is the solution? You know what I always say. A lot of us, we all know how to complain, folks. That's what we do. We complain, things are not going right, and we complain. I am tired of complaining. One of the reasons I'm sitting down at this station right now is this is my little piece to stop complaining. This is my piece to say, hey guys, what are we going to do? But anyhow, here we go. So what is the solution? Exposing the leaders of the right wing is not enough. They are good at what they do. There are some diseases that can be cured with an antibiotic or an antiviral drug. There are some diseases that cannot be cured at all. In general, however, most diseases can be cured or managed. The leaders of the right wing must constantly be exposed. But most importantly, those who have not gotten their disease must be inoculated. Inoculation involves exposing them to the right wing's venom along with education. That way they become immune to the venom. For those already infected, some can only be managed with continuous therapy of knocking down their current fears. For some of the infected, a heavy dose of political penicillin, educated logic, will eradicate the disease. Eradicating or eradication of ingrained falsehoods is not easy. It requires a lot of one-on-one engagement. To many, that will be difficult but necessary. Moreover, it requires that one engages with compassion. It requires that the enlightened stop preaching to the choir, but that one enters uncomfortable territory. That's the reason I go to Tea Party parties. That's the reason I go to Tea Party groups. Because it's always happy here at KPFT. We got a bunch of progressive, great people out here that are all enlightened. But it's not enough.
So what is it like going to those kind of places?
Believe it or not, I have a whole lot of Tea Party friends, and some of them are slowly saying, oh, I didn't quite see it that way. Of course, change is it's not easy. It's a long process.
Oh, yes.
It's a long process. So last two sentences, and we get into it. And folks, remember that number is going to be 713-526-5738. Start queuing up. The phones are available. I would really like to hear what you think. Let me hear what you have to say. Anyhow, moreover, it requires that one engages with compassion. It requires that the enlightened stop preaching to the choir, but that one enters uncomfortable territory. That is where change occurs. This is how we destroy the powder keg with the cocktail of hate. And what we have is a cocktail of education. Un cóctel de educación. Eso es lo que estamos buscando. That's what we're looking for. Folks, the number is 713-526-5738. A lot of lines are open now. 713-526-5738. I'll be going to line one in a little bit, and then I'll take the other call that's coming in. But I want to make one important statement here after reading that. Note what I said in that post. We do a lot of complaining. All of us do. We all do. There's a lot that's wrong. There's a lot that's wrong in this country. We have to start being a part of the solution. We can't just sit back and not do anything. So as you call and talk to me, I want all you guys that are listening to hear what we do here. And for those who can, I want you to remember that we are a self-funded community radio station. So please remember that we need you to keep us on air so that we can keep this going. So let's go to line numero uno. Scott, how you doing today, my friend?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Well, I went to vote yesterday, and
excellent.
I talked to a woman who was card-pushing for the Houston Area Pastors Council.
Mm.
And I said I was voting for the other people. I was unhappy with the campaign against Hero.
Right.
The bathroom thing was not true.
Right.
And she said, I know it is true. Then I walked in and voted. yeah, but it was a civil conversation. Neither of us raised our voice at each other.
That is important. I mean, yeah. I think that's the first part of getting moving right, getting a conversation going. And once you can get a conversation going,
okay,
you can actually move forward. So, I mean, it's interesting because I've been very hard on preachers in my blogging over the last few days because I think a lot of them are actually putting something ahead of what's best for their own communities, and we got to stop that. And by the way, before I come back to you, I want to remind folks that, you know, remember we're in early voting, folks. And earlier in my blog post, I talk about being a part of the solution. Please, if you want to be a part of the solution, you have to go out there and vote for the person that you actually want. Otherwise, you're going to get those people who actually paid for the position. And that is not a coded message. That is just a fact. Folks, 713-526-5738. We have open lines, 713-526-5738. Continue, Scott.
I do think that silence would be consent. I could have just taken the leaflet and walked on, but instead I expressed my opinion.
Excellent.
Now, I didn't think I would. Well, it was a deadlock of opinions. I didn't think I could really change your mind, but I certainly put up resistance.
I tell you Scott, I want to tell you something. Changing minds is an interesting thing, right?
Yep.
When I talk to a lot of people, I'm not looking for that person to come back here and say, oh, I've seen the light. My mind has been changed.
Okay.
I don't want that because that doesn't last long at all. I want somebody to listen to me and not necessarily tell me they agree or not. I just want to give folks food for thought, because if what you're telling is truth, factual, and verifiable, and that person really just doesn't want to be stuck where they are, they actually want to go ahead and do some research on their own, I win. You win. Because truth ultimately wins if one gives truth a chance to get out.
Okay. I know some people who are going to services of the Second Baptist Church and trying to win people over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, look, Scott, anything else you want to add before we go to line number two, my dear friend?
Yes, I believe I'm finished.
Thank you very much for listening, Scott. Please do remember to continue to invite folks to these programs. We want more people listening to KPFT. You have a wonderful day, and thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
Let's go to line number two. Sounds like Barry. Barry, come on in, my dear friend.
Let me just say we may have found a sliver of concurrence here.
Well, you know, beforehand, I just want to say one thing, Barry. When I saw Barry, I said, okay, let me sit up right in my chair because it is Barry calling, my brother from another ideology. But go ahead, my dear brother.
Please, do not call me your brother.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. Hold on. 713, folks, we still have open lines. 713-526-5738. Well, you know, Barry, I am one of those who think...
You have to get past that. Let me get my point out.
Well, you know, again, do remember it's my show. So what I'll tell you is as follows. I consider you my brother whether you don't or not. Go ahead and make your point.
I like what you said that they are good at what they do.
Yes.
That shows some progress on your part. At least you're acknowledging the Machiavellian, Darwinian supremacy of the one that plays that game better.
Wow. Did you understand what you said? Right, you actually made my point.
But the question is this, though. Are you saying that those of us who do not kowtow, cater, and capitulate to the sickness of liberalism and not support gay marriages, unlimited abortions, illegal immigration, calling of criminals,
right?
High taxes, or some kind of disease. Mm-hmm. We are the ones, women, and we are the ones that need to change over.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Wait a minute, that argument cuts both ways. No, you said that the ones who are opposed, you mentioned specifically gay marriages at the very beginning, or somehow Parson disease.
No, you're missing the point. Here's what I'm saying. You see, and that's where. Let me finish now. I gave you a chance to talk. Let me just tell you this, Barry, and this is where your inconsistency comes in. Okay, I am one of the people who believe that conservatives have a right to exist. I'm one of the people who believe. Let me finish now. I gave you your chance, my dear friend. Let me finish. I believe conservatives have a right to believe that small government is the way to be. I believe that conservatives have the right to believe and follow their own tenets, which says limited government and keep government out of your life. Unfortunately, that is not what conservatives do. Conservatives say, I want you to stay out of my life, but I want to be in your life. I want to do things the way I want to do it, not the way freedom dictates as you normally preach. So here's what I'm saying. When it comes to abortions, I admit my own fallibility. Barry, I'll get you a chance to talk. I'm not done. When it comes to abortion, I consider myself fallible. Okay. In other words, I don't know when life begins. I don't know any of that. And because I consider myself fallible and I don't know, it behooves me to take the right away from anyone, any woman, because of my own personal beliefs. I am not going to do that. And that's what you do. Now, secondly, when it comes to government or whatever, the same applies. Many of you, and generally it's not, I'm not even necessarily speaking about conservative, I'm talking about right-wing folk. Many of the folks on the right wing, the way they think is such a manner as when they need things, when they need a government, when they need all these things, they want it there. But otherwise, they don't want it. It's simply inconsistent.
Right. When I want to keep more of the money I earn, I want government.
But you didn't earn it. You didn't earn it. And that's what you have to understand. You did not earn it.
Let
me tell you, when conservatives realize one thing, and not conservatives, but right-wing conservatives realize one thing, many like to believe that they've earned all these things. Let me tell you something. I have my own company. I have my own business. I made a whole good amount of money in all these things that I've done. Do you ever think I am going to sit down and say I earned all of that? No. I am proud to say that the America that created a system that gave me the wherewithal to do that is what did it. And in that process, I feel the responsibility to give back. And Shannon just told me, Egberto, you must shut up so that I can get to the traffic. So I am
just
coming.
Take a brief pause.
Yeah, I'm coming to the next call right after Shannon gets to the traffic.
Thank you, Egberto. Okay, it is a beautiful day of abundant sunshine today and 62 degrees here in the heart of Montrose. It feels around like it's 59, a nice cool breeze here and there. Okay, there's not a chance of rain in sight through the weekend, according to Weather Underground. And clear tonight with a low of 42 degrees. Tomorrow, it will be a sunny 63 degrees. And let's take a brief look at our roadways. It is rather clear out there at the moment. On the Northwest Freeway outbound before 43rd Street is one incident to report. There is a wrecked vehicle that is affecting the right lane, and traffic is backed up from the West Loop to Fairbanks, North Houston. And you're slow going in the opposite direction from Fairbanks, North Houston to the West 34th. That's what I meant to say. Okay, you're also tapping on the brakes on the West Loop, as always, in both directions from Fornis to the Katy Freeway. And on the Katy Freeway inbound at Yale, there's a stalled vehicle affecting the right shoulder and exit ramp, slowing down traffic in the area a bit. And that's a look at your Houston area weather and traffic. I'm Shannon McCurchy, and you are listening to Politics Done Right with Egberto Willis on 90.1 KPFT Houston.
Muchas gracias. Coming back, let's go to line number three, and number two is ringing. Okay, line number three, you're on, Johnny.
Hey, Egberto.
¿Cómo estás, hermano?
I like that line, Barry. You're my brother from another ideology. He did a lot better with you than he would have done with me, trust me. Barry, quit while you're ahead.
I like Barry.
You
Barry
mentioned earlier about reaching out to those who are a different ideology than us, and that's where the real work is, and I agree. You know, that's pretty much common sense, and I want to give you an experience I had that would maybe encourage you.
Yes.
And encourage other people listening in who don't really like reaching out to these morons. But several weeks ago, I was walking my dog out on the Texas City Dyke.
Right.
Wearing my Bernie Sanders T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Bernie sticker bumpers on the back of the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And I pulled up, got the dog out, and I noticed another man was walking his dog outside a brand spanking new RV.
Uh-huh.
So we got to talking about the dogs, and before I knew it, we would talk about politics, and we covered everything under the sun in the space of an hour and a half.
Right.
And even though he held fast onto some things like homosexuality against it and not agreeing to avoiding equal status, he was kind of coming around on some other important issues.
Right.
And at one point, he even, what he thought, he was complimenting me, thinking that, are you sure you're a liberal? You sure sound like a conservative. And I didn't say anything to him. I just kind of said some talking points that sounded similar, that dovetailed between liberal and conservative, like not having government for the sake of government, but responsible government that's responsible with its money, and we should prosecute people,
Johnny,
in office who steal or misallocate money. So he liked that.
Johnny, but I want to stop you right there because, you know, and let me tell you why I want to stop you, because what you just said there is so, so important. I did some itemizations as far as what separates conservatives and liberals, et cetera, right? And believe it or not, in today's real conservative, real liberal of today, there's really not as big a mountain as people would think. What has happened is that we've had the right-wing leaders. That's what my article was about. The right-wing leaders had to blow things up so that we would be at each other's throat. So Barry gives me a hard time, but Barry's my brother, okay? I don't care what he says. Eventually, Barry's going to say, you know what? I'm just going to listen for a change. Because what happens a lot of times is people are not listening. They just want to get their points across. When you're talking to me, I am listening. Whether you're conservative, anarchist, or whatever, I am listening. And I tell you what, in doing so, you learn. Continue, Johnny.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with what you're saying. And the challenge is really learning how to listen to the other guy.
Exactly.
And we have to go in with the understanding that the other side is not going to listen. Like, for example, this retired sheriff officer, he kept interrupting me constantly, not even realizing probably that he was doing it. But a few times I kind of trained him to slow down and stop and listen to me. And after a while, he decreased the number of times he interrupted to the point where I was able to finish some sentences, and then I felt good about letting him finish.
Right.
And then I would show him why I thought he was totally not, you know, correct on certain things,
right,
and he tried to convince me too.
That's
I don't know
a beautiful
what he thought he convinced
respect
me, but as long as he thinks he does, then, you know, I planted some seeds in his head, and I gave him some written links, like the KPFT,
right.
Pacifica, Tom Hartman's books,
and Johnny,
stuff like that.
Johnny,
and
for
I
the audience.
Democracy. Now, I really pushed on that, and hopefully he'll tune to that because he's letting me to believe he looks for other points of view. That's why he watches CNN and Fox.
Johnny, once you get...
I was really tempted to laugh about that.
That's all right. That's all right, Johnny. Let me stop you. Once you get somebody to listen to you, and have respect for you. And I think Shannon wanted to say something when she's off the phone. She wants to add something to the discussion. But once you give that other side the respect that you're going to listen to them, even if you're thinking they're wrong, actually sometimes they actually say something that is right. But let's say that and sometimes you say something that is wrong. So I mean, you have to understand that. And once you give them that respect, you usually can start a dialogue. And that I do that with the coffeepartyusa.com. That's how I do work over there. We try to bring folks together and all that. But Shannon was about to say something. Shannon, come on into the discussion.
That's the beautiful thing about respect, just like Johnny was saying, you know, that if you have to be able to listen to the other person, or else how are we ever going to communicate at all?
Exactly. And so Johnny, you know, look, you've called before, and I know you as one active, boisterous kind of a guy, and to see that you can have that conversation as a progressive type of a guy speaks supreme of yourself, buddy.
Yes.
So let me tell you, the calls are coming in now, so I need to, do you have anything else you want to add before I get to the other call, Johnny?
No, I just hope K50 is successful and it's by the end of December raising its money through this soft speak approach, which is good.
Well,
I think that's a good mix in addition to the regular traditional fund driving methods, and let's hope it does
Well,
that's good.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
make sure and share the word.
Before then or whatever.
Okay, my dear friend. You share the word about KPFT and in your Facebook or wherever you communicate, tell folks, come on and give the love over here. We're a good station that are doing the job that needs to be done. Let's go to line numero. Thank you, Johnny. Line number one. Yes, I'm speaking to...
John.
John, come on in, John.
Yeah, good afternoon, Egberto.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good. Yeah, I just want to, you know, talk about how when you're talking about the right wing,
mm-hmm.
you know, how they were totally influenced mm-hmm. by big money, and they are totally bought by big money.
Yes.
And so whether it's gun control, global warming, the social safety net, infrastructure, you know, the ACA taking 17 million people off
right.
their insurance. This is what motivates them. They
right.
are corrupt to the core.
Right.
And I was just reading an article about how the Reagan and the Bush 1 administration were actually, you know, fairly decent
right.
on climate change. I mean, they didn't do all of this. They didn't,
right.
you know, they weren't influenced that as much by the, you know, the big oil. And, you know, this is just typical. I mean, they are completely corrupt. And, you know, I just, you know, hope people will wake up
and
to it.
That, you know, John, that's what I try to get at in the piece. And what I'm trying to do right now is separate those in the know on the right wing leaders who are the ones that are selling out everybody else and then using the other people to fight their battles. I hope I got that across in the blog of the week, because you're absolutely right. But like I have always said, I want to give that benefit of the doubt to the masses, because that's where the change is going to come from, the grassroots all the way down, from the grassroots all the way up. And I think guys like you, Johnny, and everybody that's actually participating in the debate, that's what we're going to do.
Have you seen the NRSC memo on Trump? You know, the Republican hierarchy.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen it, but I know about the takedown plan, yes.
Yeah, well, it's not a takedown. It's talking about, I mean, it's basically saying if Trump is the nominee, how to deal with him, how other Republicans will deal with him so they won't affect him.
Right.
I mean, let me just talk about some of the things that are in here. It says, people talk about problems, not issues. So focus on the problems and offer you our solutions. Avoid Washington speak, legislation, bills, insider talk in favor of Main Street common sense. Here's another one about women.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it says, Houston, oh, it's appropriate. We have a problem. Donald Trump has said some wacky things about women. Candidates shouldn't go near this ground, other than to say that if your wife or daughter is offended by what Trump said, we do not want to reengage on the war on women fight. So isolate Trump on this issue by offering a quick condemnation of it.
There you go. I mean, it's that. Tell me about it. I mean, that is that. I understand what you're saying. But hey, John, I got to go to another call. Let me put you on hold, and let's go ahead and get to Gary on line number two. Gary, come on in.
Hello. I wanted to talk about abortion.
Oh God, let's hear it, Gary.
Okay, I am opposed to abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not opposed to the fact that nobody in the world, I'm not the king of the world, mm-hmm. and I can't tell everybody else what to do.
That's why you're a loved person, Gary, because you understand exactly the concept.
Right, well, I wouldn't want my wife or my daughter to get one, but on the other hand, I'm not going to tell other people what to do. I like to equate it with hunting. All right, I'm a big animal rights guy, and I don't believe in hunting, and if I was the king of the world, I would not outlaw hunting. People have been hunting for years and years, long before I was born. I'm not going to outlaw something that other people believe in. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to hunt, and I'm not going to have an abortion.
And you're not going to support groups that hunt, and you're not going to support groups from a personal standpoint that do the things you don't like, which
but
is a free country.
If I was the president, mm-hmm. I wouldn't tell them they couldn't do it.
No. Gary, you know, Gary...
I want
Why
to say
a...
one more thing about Barry. I
okay.
have a recommendation for him.
Okay, let me hear it.
He needs to join the Taliban and then go around telling everyone else what the hell to do.
Look, you should see Shannon in this through this window. Shannon is going crazy.
Well, I mean, isn't it true? What's the difference between these ultra-fundamentalist conservatives wanting to pass laws against what other people want, and ISIS wanting to say, oh, you don't think like me, you're not my religion, I'm going to cut your stinking head off.
All right, Gary,
Is
look.
Is not the same thing?
Gary, I can't argue with that. Look, man, you're a good man, and I like your conservative progressivism, okay, my friend?
All right, thank you.
You have a wonderful day, Gary. Now, folks, please do remember that, again, this is a call-in show, 713-526-5738. And also, we are in an unfund drive. In other words, we're not going to do what we did last time and we're talking you to death and, you know, whatever we want. We just want you to take it on your own and say, hey, we like your shows. We are going to give to the station now. So please take a little bit of time, either now or right after the show or whenever. Do make sure to tell folks you're giving in the name of Politics Done Right.
And pledge on kpft.org.
Pledge on. Thank
anytime,
you, Shannon.
Anytime, worldwide.
kpft.org.
And that's where you can listen to our archives at any time.
There you go. Now let's go to, and folks, do remember though, we do a service and we do it very much on the cheap. The hosts here don't get paid, so... we just consider it a civic duty, so we ask you to be a part. We ask you to be a part of the family. So let's go to line number four. I think that's Sean. Sean, come on in, my friend. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Let me turn my radio down.
Okay.
You got to do that. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I have to tell you, I'm more on the conservative side than I am on the liberal side or the progressive side, but I kind of consider myself somewhere in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not from the area. I was scanning through the radio and I listened to your show. I thought it was very interesting. But I felt it would be interesting to make a point.
Sure.
You had several callers who talked about the influence of corruption and big money and
right.
The things that contribute, as you said earlier, to this cocktail of hate.
Right.
But I must disagree in that. I think it's really important to not preach tolerance while preaching intolerance. And what I mean by that, and I applaud the show. I actually think that what you're doing is a great service. But it seems to me you have people who say, okay, people in the right wing of conservatives are this way or that way, that they're corrupt or that their leaders are corrupt and mm-hmm. that they're influenced only by big money or that, you know, as one of your callers mentioned, that they're morons. Those types of statements, whereas I understand they're said many times in a form of jest, or maybe not, it is counterproductive to tell someone to point out an ideology or
Sean,
explain an ideology.
I get what you're saying. I'm thankful for your statement. I really am. I'm thankful for that statement because you know, a lot of times when we get into factions or when we get into whether it's a tribe or a group or whatever, we have a tendency to do things like that. And I'm in another group called the CoffeePartyUSA.com, and that is one of our biggest problems, trying to get everybody together and to respect each other in such a manner that you can have a real dialogue. And
right.
It seems to me like the fact that you called here as a conservative meant that you felt comfortable enough to call here, that know that somebody like me is going to treat you with respect, and not only treat
Absolutely.
You with respect, but also learn from some of how
yeah.
you're feeling, okay?
Right, learn from each other. It's very important.
Exactly.
That's my point.
And what I think you've done for the show today is for our listeners as well. I mean, remember, right now it's you and I talking on the phone,
yep.
you and I and Shannon talking on the phone, but you're being listened to several thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, right here in Houston, that us having this dialogue, a liberal and a conservative respecting each other, actually opens up the door for more of this. So I'm actually thanking you for making the call and making that point. And look, in jest, all sides are going to do this, and I'm probably going to do it, and you're going to do it, and we're going to, you know, we're humans, and we like to have fun sometimes. Somebody may look at me and tell me that my nose is too big. You know, so I mean, you get my point?
You're absolutely correct, but if I might make one last point, whereas I have a tendency of being more on the conservative side, mm-hmm. Most social matters, I would consider myself kind of in the middle,
right.
more on the progressive side. And I just noticed that there's a lot of, there's a tendency for people, as you mentioned, it's very, very well put. I probably, the best I've ever heard it say, you know, in essence, there's this tribalistic attitude. It's us versus them.
Right.
I think you're wrong. And I teach students in a university. I'm a physician and I do other things. But what I tell them is that one thing, the most important thing I can ever teach you, other than being learning how to learn and being curious, is to never assume that your opinion or the facts that you, as you see them, are correct. You should always have in the back of your mind that there's a chance, sometimes a good chance, sometimes a very little chance, but a chance nonetheless that you're not correct, 100% correct.
Brother, I live by that mantra.
When you do that, you have you're open to change, and if you're open to change, you allow yourself to be open to other people's opinions, and you can evolve. If you stop evolving, it's like a shark stop swimming, you die.
Man, we need folks like you talking to, because of your conservative bona fides, you mm-hmm. folks like you have to be a part of the solution. So when I talk about people being part of the solution, I'm talking about not only liberals like myself, I'm talking about conservatives like you have to engage right now for all practical purposes. And notice in the blog post that I wrote, that I read every time, this one I actually made the statement that I am not trying to hit on conservatives, I'm trying to hit on right-wing leaders. And I could also have said I want to hit on the plutocracy driven portion of the Democratic Party. I could have used that, and I've done shows on that. I'm an equal opportunity offender. Okay, so don't
we get along very well then?
Right, I'm an equal opportunity offender. I am very liberal. I'm a lefty, but I'm very much an equal opportunity offender, because I just believe in what is best for middle class folk. I believe what is best to get folks ahead. I believe what is best for us to move forward. So, look, I really do appreciate your call, my friend. And please be a listener. Please keep calling. But most importantly, please tell folks about KPFT here in Houston, because we are a station that's making a difference.
I believe so. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You have a wonderful day, sir. Let's go to line number tres. Hi, who's that, John?
Hey,
yes, John.
Hey, come on in, John. What's up, my friend?
Well, I was, you know, like your last caller, you know me before, we've talked, I'm about as conservative as they come.
Right, I know. How you doing, John? I know, I had to figure out which John it was.
I know, there's a lot of us, it seems to call.
Yeah.
But I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yes, I did. I hope you did as well, sir.
I did. Thank you. Maybe going along with your dialogue, it has been my contention for some time, and I think you might be the radio host to do this because, frankly, I don't see Jeff Berg ever attempting something like this project, is why don't we start putting together a list, because mm-hmm. you do get some conservatives and semi-conservatives to call in, why don't we start making a list of where we agree?
Beautiful.
Start expounding and building on that.
Beautiful. You know something? Let's engage on that, John. You have politicsdoneright.com Facebook page, or reach me by email. Let's work on that as a project so that we can bring some other folk into the fold.
And I'm going to throw a start out there. I'll give you one, given the current climate right
yes.
now. Let's talk gun control.
Okay.
I'm as pro-gun as they come.
Okay.
Okay, especially in this state and especially around the company I keep.
Right.
But I will say this. I don't think it is a stretch of the imagination
mm-hmm.
that there should be tighter background checks
right.
for people who have mental issues. I don't think there should be a problem with closing a loophole of gun show sales,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, because you know, criminals, anybody that wants a gun can acquire them.
Absolutely.
But we have to take the argument of the conservatives that that's burdensome on these small business people, and we have to figure out a way to eliminate that argument. You know, what is the process by which that it is not a burden to figure out a process to screen people at gun shows?
John, you're absolutely right. Here's the interesting thing, okay? You and Bernie Sanders would agree 100%. Believe it or not. If you were to listen to what Bernie Sanders got hit very hard for his stance on guns.
And that was unjust.
Right.
That was out of left field, and that was a political hack job.
And interesting enough, your position is pretty darn close to what Sanders said. And what Sanders said is very important. He said, we can either continue having polarized discussions where I want all my guns, all my rights. I don't want you touching to me, or I don't want you to have any guns. Let me first tell you, personally speaking, I hate guns. Personally speaking, I know that guns hurt the people in their homes more than it's used for somebody else. But you know what? It is like the Constitution gave folks a right to have a gun, and also the Constitution gave legislatures a right to regulate things. I have no problem with that. So again, one of the things you have to accept in a democracy is that you're not going to get everything that you want. And I think once we forgot that civics isn't taught in school anymore. If we had more people being taught civics, they would understand that you don't lose because you're in a democracy and don't get your way. You've already won. You're in a democracy, my God. So, I mean, so I think once we get folks to think that way, but remember, I don't know if you listened to the piece that I wrote. I spent quite a bit of time thinking out how best to write this piece in a way that didn't make, let's say, conservatives feel like I was attacking conservatives, because what I was really going at is right-wing leaders that I think are deceiving conservatives. I think
yep.
one of the most deceived people right now are poor people in Appalachia. I think those are the most deceived people in not only in America, but on the planet, because no other place have I seen people work so diligently against their interests. Not even in the worst parts of the country that I'm from, where I can show you what poverty looks like. Do they behave like those folks?
Well, I have not read your article, and I apologize. I'll make sure I make time for it this weekend. But one thing I will say, though, and I listen, like I said, to Jeff Berg quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to go against right-wing leaders. The problem is, the right-wing leaders are, whether you agree or not, they're espousing what their constituents want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have to change the hearts and minds of the constituents, because as far as they're concerned, the right-wing doesn't listen to people like Jeff Berg. They listen to the people that show up at their office or email and write.
John? You're going to like the article, because in effect, that's what I said. I told my folks, liberals, that what they have to do is they have to go out there and engage on the grassroots level. They got to come and engage you. But I'm going to tell you what I told the other person behind the other conservative that called. I told that other conservative that called, you have to engage. I'm not asking you to be liberal like I am, but I'm asking you one important thing. I'm asking guys that can think like you to actually go out there and engage. Bring people along. Bring people to our station along. Make the conservative point of view. Get it out there.
Let me tell you something. It is kind of funny, but I'm kind of plugged in to a fairly large group of conservatives, very potent here in Houston.
Right.
And I will tell you right now, almost every one of them that I know, and it's vast.
Right.
They could care less about whether someone's gay or not gay.
Exactly.
We don't give a rat's butt what people do in the privacy of their bedroom.
Absolutely.
And you think, you know, when you listen to the talking heads, that and whether or not we can have an armed howitzer in our garage is all that we care about.
That is funny. That was funny, buddy.
But it's true, though. You will find that if you engage a conservative on economic issues,
right.
I mean, those are the things that matter to us, is that the country is on sound footing
right.
20 years from now for our children and grandchildren.
Right. Look, buddy, I am with you. I mean, we have to make changes, but it's like I've been hitting up a whole lot of conservative buddies. Shannon, did you want to add something real quick?
Well, it's just a break. That's all.
I just get so tired of the talking heads on both sides.
Well,
ginning up hatred and division.
Honestly,
we have far more in common
than
we don't.
John, I got to let that be your last word, because Shannon is looking at me with that eye that says, I got to get a break in. So, look, thank you very much for calling, my brother.
Have a great one, bud. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
I hate cutting in on you this late, but I think we should just have a short traffic break here in between. It is a beautiful sunny day today with abundant sunshine in our forecast. It is currently 63 degrees here in the heart of Montrose, but there's not a chance of rain in sight through the weekend. And expect to be clear tonight at the low of 42 degrees. Tomorrow will be a sunny 63. Let's take a brief look at our roadways. On the East Loop northbound before Manchester, there's an accident still affecting the center lane to right shoulder and backing up traffic to Crestmont in that area. And on the Northwest Freeway outbound before 43rd Street, there's a wrecked vehicle affecting the right lane, and traffic is backed up from the West Loop to Fairbanks, and that's mainly in both directions in that area. Slow going on the Gulf Freeway inbound from Telephone to Little York on the North Freeway, and you're in the red on the West Loop in both directions from Evergreen to the Katy Freeway. That's a look at your Houston area weather and traffic. I'm Shannon McCurchy, and you are listening to your favorite Politics Done Right with Egberto Willis on 90.1 FM KPFT Houston.
Well, folks, it looks like I'm out of time, but before I go, I need to say this. We are trying this thing where we're not having this long drive. So let's show our development manager, let's show Robin Lewis we can get this stuff done. And go ahead and go to kpft.org and keep us on air. This is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right. And I am signing out.
Thank you very much for listening to Politics Done Right. I am your host, Egberto Willis. You can personally reach me by sending an email to egberto@politicsdoneright.com. Remember, Egberto is spelled E-G-B-E-R-T-O. Change starts with you. 90.1 KPFT gives you information not tainted by corporate interest. Please visit kpft.org and contribute. Let's ensure continued access to real information and news remain available to all. Again, thank you very much for listening to Politics Done Right.